With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Jordan Crooks has capped off an historic collegiate run with yet another accolade. This time, Male Athlete of the Year for 2025, as named by Vols Wire.
The former University of Tennessee standout wrapped up his swimming career in style, rewriting the record books and redefining sprint dominance in the pool. His headline moment, a jaw-dropping 19.90 seconds in the 50-meter short course freestyle at the World Championship in Budapest, making him the first man in history to break the 20-second barrier in the event. But that was just the beginning. Crooks also powered through the season with 3 national titles, 7 All-American honors, 5 SEC golds, and a share of the SEC Swimmer of the Year title. Now back home, the Caymanian trailblazer is taking a moment to reflect on the journey from a young swimmer with big dreams to one of the most decorated athletes to ever represent the Volunteers. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Thank you, Jevy. After a season that took Cayman sailors across continents and classes, national sailing coach Raf Harvey is taking stock not just of the medals and milestones, but of the deeper lessons that shaped the 2025 campaign. In his year-end reflections, Harvey highlights the moments that mattered most and the realities that continue to shape the sport's growth on island.
Looking back at the 2025 sailing year, K-Sailors competed in several overseas regattas spanning North and South America, Europe, and Africa. In classes such as the Optimus, Ilka 4, 6, and 7, J22, J70, and the Mod 70 class. Notable mention goes out to Peter Cunningham and his crew for taking line honors in the multi-hull class in the Round the Island race around Isle of Wight. Mike Farrington also took third place in the J22 Lipton Challenge Cup, which took place in South Africa. And Will Jackson for his bronze medal at the Orkney Island Games.
As the conversation shifts from celebration to strategy, Harvey opens up about the structural hurdles that Cayman sailors face in their pursuit of excellence. From limited local competition to the high cost of international exposure, he outlines the persistent challenges that demand both resilience and resourcefulness from athletes and administrators alike.
Like most competitive athletes on Ireland, K-Sailors face the lack of big fleet racing week in, week out. That's one of the areas that we've always struggled in. The only way to remedy that is to hop on a plane and get that competition, whether it's in North America or flying across the pond to Europe. But as we know, that poses a financial hurdle. But that said, our sailors continue to work and trying to find ingenious ways to work with the resources that we have locally. And they continue to push on.
But Harvey isn't just looking back. He's already charting the course for 2026. With regional games on the calendar and youth development top of mind, he shares Cayman Sailing's next steps for building capacity, expanding access, and raising the bar for the next generation of competitors.
Looking forward to 2026, we're hoping to send the team to the Optimus North American Championship. This year is also the Central American and Caribbean Games, also called CAC. We would like to send a national team that consists of Ilka and Sunfish sailors. We're looking to supplement our local training with 2 international clinics with coaches from overseas. We're trying to run these over the school holidays. I'll keep you posted once these clinics have been confirmed.
As Cayman Sailing looks to the year ahead, the course is clear. Invest in youth, expand opportunity, and keep showing up on the world stage. And the stage is set, the lanes are marked, and the competitive spirit is building across the civil service. After months of anticipation, CIG Sports Day is back, bringing together government teams for a high-energy celebration of athleticism, camaraderie, and community pride. As the countdown ticks towards Friday's kickoff at the Truman Borden Sports Complex, Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles tells us the excitement is mounting for what promises to be a memorable day of friendly rivalry and collective wellness.
CIG's Sports Day countdown is on. Civil servants are gearing up for the return of the CIG Sports Day set for this Friday, January 9th at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. Hosted by the Department of Sports, the event promises a full day of friendly rivalry, fitness, and fun uniting ministries and portfolios in a spirited showcase of teamwork and wellness. From track and field to novelty relays, the schedule is packed with revamped events and new challenges. At stake, bragging rights and the coveted CIG Sports Day Championship trophy. Teams should be finalizing their lineups and brushing up on their game plans because the countdown is on.
To register your ministry team or volunteer, email cigsportsday@gov.ky or you can call 949-7082. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.